Chapter 3. And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there who had his hand withered. And they watched him, whether he would heal him on the Sabbath day, that they might accuse him. And he said to the man with the withered hand, "Stand up in the middle." And he said to them, "Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good, or to do harm? To save a life, or to kill?" But they were silent. And when he had looked around at them with anger, being grieved at the hardening of their hearts, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. And the Pharisees went out, and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. And Jesus withdrew to the sea with his disciples, and a large crowd followed from Galilee, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and beyond the Jordan, and those from around Tyre and Sidon. A large crowd, when they heard what great things he did, came to him. And he told his disciples that a small boat should stay near him because of the crowd, so that they would not press on him. For he had healed many, so that as many as had diseases pressed on him that they might touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, fell down before him, and shouted, saying, "You are the Son of God." And he sternly warned them that they should not make him known. And he went up into the mountain, and called to himself those whom he wanted, and they went to him. And he appointed 12, that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, to have authority to heal sicknesses and to cast out demons. And he appointed the 12. And to Simon he gave the name Peter, and James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which means, sons of thunder, and Andrew, and Philip, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, and Thomas, and James the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him.